It is Jürgen Sommer, Neil Atkinson with Sean Rogers, Dan Morgan and Paul Cope, where we have a little look around the way in which the manager and his backroom staff will be addressing what comes next over the course of this summer. This isn't as straightforward as a transfer conversation, although the idea of ins and outs does obviously play into it. But across two parts, we're going to investigate the way in which next season will be structured, contextualise that with how Liverpool finished last season as well. Liverpool's summer is condensed. Theoretically, the first day back is meant to be July the 4th, but Liverpool are off to Bangkok on July the 9th. Liverpool had to go to the Far East at some point, it is fair to say, and I wonder if the World Cup plays into that decision. We'll start there, and then we may well move around onto transfers and contract disruptions either in this part or in the next part. But Sean, the main thing to sort of take is that as we record this and for another few days, the players themselves are still not finished. Liverpool have got, we think, 21 currently fulfilling international obligations, whether for senior teams or for junior teams, of lads who played a fair bit of football last season. And as part of that, there is this date that looms, obviously, on the 4th of July, which is when they're meant to be back for training. And then from there as well, the idea of some of them going to Bangkok and Singapore, which we think will probably be on Saturday, the 9th of July. I think the main thing to take is that a number of Liverpool's players who've got a lot of international football this summer will not be back on the 4th, will probably not be back on the 9th, but will instead just convene for a training camp thereafter. And I think that that speaks volumes about Liverpool's priorities.
Yes, I mean, we were just talking off air, weren't we, about like how amazing this is. I think England have four fixtures in 10 days, which four fixtures in 10 days any time of year probably doesn't make a ton of sense. Right now, it makes even less so, doesn't it? And you were saying there's an international break in September with more Nations League games. I'm sure we'll come to that another day, I think. Yeah, I mean, for those who may not know, our understanding is that there's... the internationals finish on or around the 14th of June. There shouldn't be any more past that. 4th of July, everyone comes back. Liverpool due to fly out probably that following Saturday. And then we play United in Bangkok on the 12th. We play Palace on the 15th. And then the idea is we believe that Liverpool the next day will probably fly to a European training camp. So that'll be 16th, 17th, 18th July. Probably the rest of the international players will join up then. And that only gives them until the 31st of July, Charity Shield against City. So again, you've got to come back within due course of that, haven't you? Obviously to prepare and everything. And then the season starts the following weekend.